Chapter 11. Meeting. Words. Acted. Add. Agree. All the same. Also. Arrival. Believe. Best. Better. Big deal. Completely. Congratulations. Cook. Could. Dalmatian. Deaf. Definitely. Eat. Entire. Envelope. Finish. Food. For instance. Gave. Given. Great. Guy. House cleaning. Indian Ocean. Invite. Italian. It's a pity. Joke. Kid. Kind. No. Learn. Lottery. Maybe. Menu. Naive. Order. Pet. Placed. Pleased. Politely. Pretty. Refuse. Remove. Return. Sad. Service. Sure. Smile. Sometimes. Soon. Spaghetti. Suggest. Take. Talk. Tasty. Thanks. Travel. Truly. Vacation. Visit. Waiter. Week. Whose. Wisely. One. Worker. Worried. Meeting. Paul calls Lisa at 5 o'clock in the evening. Lisa answers the call, saying, "Hello." "Hi, Lisa. This is Paul," Paul says. "Hi, Paul. This is Lisa," Lisa replies. "We can meet and go to a cafe right now. Do you agree?" Paul asks. "I agree. Could you stop by the bank to pick me up?" Lisa asks. "Yes, I will pick you up in 10 minutes, Paul agrees. "Okay, see you soon," Lisa says. Paul meets Lisa at the bank, and they go to a cafe. "Paul, do you like Italian cooking?" Lisa asks. "Pizza and spaghetti?" Paul smiles. "Yes, I like it." "Let's go to Cafe Verona," Lisa suggests. Paul agrees. "Let's go." They arrive at the cafe and go inside. There are a few people at the cafe. They sit down by the window. The waiter brings them a menu. They order food and drinks. The waiter brings them their order. They sit, eat, and talk. "Thank you for returning my phone," says Lisa. "Big deal. That guy is just an idiot," Paul replies. "All the same, I think that you acted very wisely." "By the way, how do you like this pizza?" Lisa asks. "It's great. I make pizza sometimes, but it isn't as tasty." "The cook did a great job," Paul says. "Really, you can make pizza? I'd like to try it," Lisa smiles. "Come for a visit, and I'll make the very best pizza," Paul replies. "Thanks so much, Paul. I will definitely come. And in that case, I also want to invite you for a visit. Right now," says Lisa. Paul is surprised. "Right now?" "Why not? Finish your pizza and let's go," Lisa answers. Lisa is a very pretty young woman, and that is why Paul Rost is very worried. "Thank you, but maybe another time. For instance, tomorrow?" He refuses politely. "Don't refuse. Let's go right now," she says, smiling. "I will give you my pizza, and you will tell me whose is better." They pay the waiter and leave the cafe. The drive to Lisa's house takes about 10 minutes. Lisa opens the door, and they go into the house. Inside the house, there is a dog. "Paul, meet Smokey," Lisa says. Paul pets the dog. "Hi, Smokey," he says. Smokey is a Dalmatian. "This is my second dog. The first one was also a Dalmatian, but she was deaf," Lisa says with a sad smile. "Your dog was completely deaf?" Paul asks. "Yes, she was completely deaf. I later learned that 1 in 10 Dalmatians is deaf. I gave her away," Lisa says. "Where did you take her?" Paul asks. "I placed an ad in the newspaper, and they took her away," Lisa replies. "It's a pity. I would have taken her if I'd known," Paul says. "But I wouldn't have given her to you," says Lisa. Paul looks at her in surprise. Lisa laughs. "I'm kidding," she says. "You're so naive sometimes." "All people are naive sometimes, aren't they?" Paul asks. "By the way," Lisa runs up to the table and picks up some kind of an envelope. "Look, I won the lottery. I got a vacation for two on the shore of the Indian Ocean." "You won a lottery? Cool. Congratulations, Lisa," Paul says. "And I would like to invite you, Paul, to travel with me to the Indian Ocean," says Lisa. Paul looks at Lisa. This is truly a big surprise. He is very pleased. "I am very pleased, but this is probably another joke." Paul can't believe it. "No, this time I'm serious. I'm inviting you to come with me to the Indian Ocean," Lisa says, looking at Paul. "If you're not kidding, Lisa, I agree. I'll be very happy to go with you," agrees Paul. In the evening, Paul calls the house cleaning service and asks them to thoroughly clean his house. "I'm going away for a week the day after tomorrow. Please clean my house before my arrival. And there's some kind of smell here. Could you remove that smell? Paul asks. Of course. We will clean the entire house and remove the smell, the house cleaning worker replies. New vocabulary review. Is today Monday or Tuesday? Today is Monday. And what time is it? It is about 1 o'clock. By the way, is it hot or cool outside? It is cold but sunny outside. I want to go to the ocean shore. Let's go next week. But I want to go to the ocean shore tomorrow. There is no money right now. You are a bank manager and you have no money? That is very strange. Well, all right. Tomorrow I'll take some money from the bank safe and we'll go the day after tomorrow. This bus driver is very polite. Really? Yes. When a girl with a dog entered the bus, he politely asked her to leave the bus. And she agreed? Probably not. Look, the driver is now running away from her dog. I like naive customers. Why, Mr. Manager? They believe every word I say. It's just great. This food smells so delicious. Want some? Help yourself. Here. Thank you. You're welcome. This food is very tasty. And you? Why aren't you eating? I don't eat this food. This food is for my dog. Finally, the bank returned my money. How much money did they return? I do not know. They gave me a lot of their office furniture. Now I have to sell it and get the money. What's the name of that bank? Why do you want it? Do you want to put your money there? No, I don't want to end up there. Why is this man worried? He won a lot of money in the lottery. And why are you so sad? This man is my colleague. Hello, is this the restaurant? Yes. How can I help you? I want to reserve a small table for this evening. For what time? For 8 o'clock. And please make a pizza with red fish. Are you alone? No, there are two of us, me and my dog. But dogs aren't allowed in our restaurant. Do not worry, we won't go inside. We'll eat outside by the door. Ma'am, can I pet your dog? Of course you can, young man. Don't be afraid. This is a Dalmatian. I'm not afraid of dogs. If a dog begins to attack, you need to yell. Then it will run away. That won't help you. My Dalmatian is deaf. Do you want to try some spaghetti? Yes, I really like spaghetti. Then make some for both of us. Are you serious? Yes, I'm not kidding. But the wife is supposed to cook, not the husband. And what is a husband supposed to do? Any intelligent husband is supposed to lie on the couch and watch TV. Hey, intelligent husband, do you want a great surprise?
Yes.
You should clean the house.
But I do not agree.
I'm not a house cleaner.
If you refuse, I won't cook.
I am not a cook.
I want to place an advertisement in the newspaper.
What kind of advertisement?
I'm giving away an intelligent husband to a good home.
But I'm your husband.
Why would I want you?
You refuse to clean and cook. You only agree to lie on the couch and watch TV.
But I can do many things.
Really?
What kind of things, for example?
For example, I can blow up safes and rob houses.
But you already blew up a safe once.
After that, no one lay on the couch for 5 years.
It's too bad that you don't understand me.
Where should I place the advertisement? Under the rubric of dogs or things for the home?